Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Hold on. That's gay, but not gay enough.
You're looking for something just a tad gayer?
Aren't we always?
Okay, here we go. Let's try that again, please.
The Don and Mike Show.
Nope.
No.
That again. Sorry.
We had the list yesterday.
I'm screwing this up.
The Don and Mike Show.
There we go. Hi there.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
What is he, a faggot?
Sugar.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags.
Hey,
these kids are fags.
Hey,
I can't believe it. Dumb. God damn it, they're fags.
Stop calling us names.
Gay.
Yeah. What do you say, Dr. Phil?
Oh, I forgot to put on panties.
Of course.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
But I pulled a boner. I did it again.
Gay.
Preach.
I'm responsible for anal leakage.
Yeah, baby.
Damn right.
I guess the word is anal. I better bring my rubbers.
Wow. Why is that gay, Regis?
What do you think, Jackson?
Hold on, where's Regis?
He's what you call anal, isn't he?
Sugar. It's Craig Wilson time.
Yay.
And we've got a backlog of Craig Wilson.
So to speak.
Sorry.
The one in today's newspaper is about squeegeeing and cleaning.
Okay. I never pre-read them.
The one from last week's newspaper involves peanut butter.
Oh boy!
I don't. I don't read them in advance either.
Right.
But I've got to think.
So you're basing this solely on the headlines.
I'm going with peanut butter.
Oh, you always go with peanut
butter. Makes sense,
right? I mean, if it turns out to be no good, we'll go with the one that Rob says they're both great.
Well, and the one with peanut butter, I think you just hope that there'll be a dog in there somewhere.
The one from today is the final word. Looking for enlightenment?
Uh-huh.
Follow the squeegee.
That sounds like a nice squeaky clean one.
And the one from last week is Red Wing or right, excuse me, right wing or Red Wing, peanut butter binds us.
Red Wing, I don't even want to get into that.
Seems off topic.
That's a discussion that we might not even be able to have on this show.
Buzz, do you have your copy of the bio?
I do. I carry it everywhere I go.
Well, why don't you start then and tell us a little bit about Craig Wilson.
From his MySpace page, Craig Wilson is 58 years old and a resident of Washington, D.C. He's a male, and here's what he writes about himself. Hi, everyone. It's Craig Wilson. I've been writing my final word column here at USA Today for 10 years now, so I've gotten to know many of you through letters and emails. I hope this will be yet another forum for us to discuss the important issues of the day, like my dog Maggie, who is sleeping at my feet as I type this. Feel free to stop by anytime, and I'll be checking in regularly to see what's up with you. This should be fun. Top news interests, weather, and the Weather Channel. Top money interests, retirement. Top sports teams and interests, Syracuse University sports. Top life and entertainment interests, movies and books. Top travel spots and interests, went to Australia last August. Great time. Might be heading back to Ethiopia this year. Stay tuned.
Boy. Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
He knows how to live, doesn't he?
So anyway, we just read this guy's column right out of the newspaper. We just plagiarize it because it's so great.
We enjoy it.
And now from the pages of the USA Today, the final word by Craig Wilson.
Right wing or red wing, peanut butter binds us.
It all happened so fast. I still remember thinking at the time maybe it hadn't really happened at all.
Years ago, I was hailing a cab on Park Avenue in New York. Just as one was pulling up, a man came running up behind me yelling, Wait! I wanted you to have this!
I turned around, boy, to see William F. Buckley Jr. with a jar of peanut butter in his hand. And with that, he opened the door of the cab. I jumped in.
Enjoy, he said through the window.
I stared at that jar all the way to the airport. If Fellini had not been born, I would have had to invent him that afternoon. My curbside exchange with Buckley remains one of the more surreal moments of my newspaper career.
What is he, a faggot?
I had just had lunch with a conservative talk show host, author, and editor at his Upper East Side apartment. We talked about his newest spy novel based on his dashing and fictional CIA agent, Blackford Oaks.
I was exhausted when it was over. One didn't just have lunch with William F. Buckley Jr. and chit-chat, which is what I feared I had just done.
For reasons that remain a mystery to me, the conversation had drifted to peanut butter. One of my favorite foods. Lucky for me, it was one of his, too.
In fact, he had researched peanut butter so thoroughly that he had what amounted to his own private label. It was called Red Wing. And his pantry was filled with it.
Of course.
It was a jar of Red Wing that I held in my hand in the taxi.
Jesus. His timing, which was always so perfect throughout his remarkable career, was a bit off last week when he died at the age of 82. If he had lasted but 3 days longer, yeah, he could have died in March, National Peanut Butter Month. Wow. Something that would have amused him to no end, I'm sure.
Those who frequented the Buckley's homes reported the appetizer might be foie gras, but the hors d'oeuvre was almost always bread bits with peanut butter.
If peanut butter were as expensive as caviar, Buckley said more than once, it would be served at Buckingham Palace teas. Maybe so.
The thing about peanut butter is that it brings people together.
Oh, yeah.
It's the great equalizer. It's in 75% of American homes. Each of us eats 3 pounds of it every year. That's 700 million pounds. Enough to coat the floor of the Grand Canyon.
Oh, he'd like to do that.
Not that it should be wasted like that.
Promoters even claim it... God, you got the best part.
I know, you read it.
Promoters even claim it lowers blood pressure.
I'm a Peter Pan man myself.
Who's surprised by that?
Smooth. Not crunchy. Some people stand by Skippy. My friends at I'm sorry. My friends at Brown's Berry Patch.
Hi, Greg. We're your friends at Brown's Berry Patch.
In upstate New York.
Brownsberrypatch.com.
Swear by old-style honey-roasted peanut butter. Even sending me some to try. Just as Buckley offered up his Red Wing years ago.
But I was a little more than miffed last week when NBC anchor Brian Williams confessed that Buckley had sent him a case of Red Wing peanut butter after an interview.
Oh.
He didn't send it back either.
One can only hope he shared. But I couldn't blame him if he didn't. It was a keeper!
Gregory!
Yay!
Red Wing.
God, he's so good.
Just wish he'd gotten into a little more detail on that. I'd like to know how it got the name.
Yeah.
I think we all know, Mike.
I just remember when I was playing hockey with the Washington Capitals alumni, and the subject of Red Wing came up.
We've had that topic on this show before.
Yes.
Nothing to do with peanut butter.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
But it's got something to do with girls, though.
It certainly does.
Which is why I don't think it's got anything to do with Craig.
Yeah. I think usually when you hear Red Wing, you would hear, well, Red Wings, actually, earn them.
Uh-huh.
You know what? What the hell? Let's do a twofer today.
All right, very good.
Oh, you're ready for a twofer?
This has never been done before.
Yes,
that's a good idea.
We're crazy.
All right.
You bet your ass we're crazy.
Yes, sir.
This one's from today's newspaper. The
final word by Craig Wilson.
Looking for enlightenment? Follow the squeegee.
My cleaning lady's been...
What?
It's too freaking funny.
He's getting better.
They're funny without being overtly gay.
Exactly.
My cleaning lady's been...
And gone. I know why you're laughing, because you read ahead again.
Yeah. My cleaning lady's been gone for more than...
It's just... It's Craig.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
What is he, a faggot?
My cleaning lady's been gone for more than a month now.
Last time I saw her,
she told me she had to go back to the Philippines. To take care of family business. She left me holding the bucket.
I have her on my calendar as returning next week. None too soon.
Although I'm the bottle washer in our household,
my partner Jack is the chief cook. It's still not how I choose to spend my time.
I know there are people out there who love nothing more to clean and scrub into the night. When I was growing up, my Auntie Marge, Justin Rydell, Snyder, cleaning lady. Auntie Marge, where's my Barbie dolls?
Even at a young age, I thought that was a strange thing to do.
Although I found out since that she wasn't alone. Seems a lot of people do this. Kind of defeats the purpose of hiring a cleaning lady. If you ask me, but who am I to judge?
So there I was, alone the other night, vacuuming, dusting like a desperate housewife. Company was arriving in an hour, and I hadn't lifted a finger since Flo flew off into the wild blue yonder.
A month of fires in the fireplace had put an impressive layer of dust on most everything. And the Boston fern was shedding so badly... There were as many fronds on the floor as there are on the plant.
What is he, a faggot?
Spring cannot come fast enough. The fern needs to get back outside to the garden.
Though in the just released Zen and the Art of Housekeeping, the path to finding meaning in your cleaning came across my desk the other day. I was ready to become a believer. Who knew that Buddha did windows?
It seems author Lauren Castle Brownell had some sort of epiphany while doing the dishes one night. It happens all the time, evidently. And she decided to write a book about how cleaning your house could be an enlightening experience.
Bless her soul.
She even quotes other Zen home masters who back up her theory that you can actually learn to love laundry.
You just kind of develop a routine, complete each room before moving to another one, and try to think happy thoughts, says Dee Dee Halapain, a homemaker mother of two from Lubbock, Texas. Bless her soul, too.
To help us all out, Brownell includes a sample housekeeping schedule, day by day. It's her schedule, and she says she enjoys getting her bigger projects out of the way early in the week.
She says she does most of her cleaning in the mornings, and she's a normal morning person.
Consider the rhythm of your life as you begin creating your schedule, she says.
I think that means if you want to vacuum in the nude at 3 a.m., you're entitled. Go for it.
Let go of your preconceived notions about cleaning house, she says. Your most powerful cleaning tool is not your vacuum cleaner. It's not your dishwasher or even your maid. It's your brain.
Good. My brain is telling me to sit down and have a glass of wine.
Flo will be winging her way home soon. I can only hope. Just in time for spring cleaning.
A twofer by Craig Wilson.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you. Peanut butter and cleaning.
I like the peanut butter one better.
Mm-hmm. I do too. But I tell you, the things he enjoys, I do like that man.
He is our favorite queen.
We salute you, Craig
I like
Wilson.
Him better than the queen that they made the movie about with Helen, what's her name?
Yeah, I know.
Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren.
Yeah, he's
the
my queen.
Nice
queen.
Job, Gregory.
I'm a Peter Pan man myself.
Yes,
smooth.
Sir.
Some people stand by Skippy.
He sent Brian Williams a case of Red Wing.
Uh-huh. My friends at Brown's Berry Patch.
I'm very excited and I'm exhausted when it's over.
William F. Buckley Jr. in Chit Chat.
Okay, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
And thank you again for the intro on that.
Certainly,
Buzz.
My pleasure.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Appreciate it. Bless your heart.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
I know it,
my brain is telling me to sit down and have a glass of wine.
His stomach was perfect, except he died 3 days before the beginning of National Peanut Butter Month. Look what Buzz just found on the internet.
Red Wing peanut
there
butter.
It is. And you want to look for it in the store? This is what it looks like.
Is that a hair?
Look for the red wing on the label.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
That is super. All right. Stand by there, newsboy.
You bet.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.